Happy Cereal Day! Written and narrated by me, Wilona Karamabadi. Besides its crucial role in some of their potluck delicacies, breakfast cereals enjoy a special connection to Adventists. In the latter part of the 19th century, John Harvey Kellogg, a contemporary of early Adventist pioneers James and Ellen White, was an advocate for clean living, fresh air, exercise, hydrotherapy, and a vegetarian diet comprising plain, simple foods that wouldn't excite the senses. This way of living brought better health and solutions for indigestion by improving the diet of the average American who might have previously consumed a lot of animal protein. After Sylvester Graham invented the product that now bears his name, Graham crackers, James Caleb Jackson in 1863 created a cereal from mixing Graham flour with water and baking it. This concoction proved inedible unless first soaked overnight in milk. Jackson called this breakfast food granula. It would not be the only new breakfast food of America's 19th century. In the 1890s, John Harvey Kellogg and his brother Will went commercial with their creation called Granos Flakes. The Seventh-day Adventist Church eventually cut ties with John Harvey Kellogg over theological issues, but not before Brother Will cut ties with him and started the Battle Creek Toasted Corn Flake Company, which by 1925 became the Kellogg Company you are probably familiar with today. Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, and yes, that beloved Special K cereal of potluck casserole legend are among many products the company offers, though it now has no affiliation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So the next time you see a commercial for Kellogg cereal, sit back and ponder what might have been. Once you're done musing, why not try one of these recipes made with, you guessed it, breakfast cereal. To find these recipes, please search this article, Happy Cereal Day, on AdventistReview.org.